Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord.
Before time began, there was no sin, and no death was on the body. Then sin and death came, and throughout time it's had its way, till the last trumpet it came. Then we, the wife, laid death away, for it drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go. It drew a line and created a barrier where old death could not go. For the life of this trumpet now flows, and the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. And we're rejoicing, for we know it drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go. Oh, it drew a line and created a barrier where old death could not go. For the life of this trumpet now flows, and the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. And we're rejoicing, for we know it drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go. Now we, the wife, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, and in us there's no death, but only life. For this trumpet message came down and married us to the Lamb. It drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go. It drew a line and created a barrier where old death could not go. For the life of this trumpet now flows, and the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. And we're rejoicing, for we know it drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go. Before time began, there was no sin, and no death was on the body. But sin and death came, and throughout time it's had its say, till the last trumpet he came. Then we, the wife, laid death away, for it drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go. Oh, it drew a line and created a barrier where old death could not go. For the life of this trumpet now flows, and the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. And we're rejoicing, for we know it drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go. Now we, the wife, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, and in us there's no death, but only life. For this trumpet message came down and married us to the Lamb. It drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go. Oh, it drew a line and created a barrier where, oh, death could not go. For the life of this trumpet now flows in the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones. And we're rejoicing, for we know it drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go. It drew a line, oh, it drew a line and created a barrier where death could not go.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Thank you, my
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. That's very good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The message, the Word of God created the message. Amen. Where death could not go. That's very good. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. We just thank the good Lord for all the good things he did, and looked like we was going to have some real bad weather last night. We had some thunder and lightning and wind, but Bob just prayed and said, let it pass over. Amen. And I started singing a little song about keep us safe till the storm passes by. Amen. And sure enough, seemed like it just worked out good. Praise God. And so we thank God for that. And we praise God for all the good things that he's doing. He's doing exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we could think. And he just does it, goes beyond what we think and goes beyond what we ask. And he goes beyond, see. Amen. He went a little further, see. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for that. So we're glad for everyone that's listening, and may you have a good day and rejoice in the Lord always. Praise the Lord. All right. So today I want to talk about a little subject we started last week and over there in Romans, and Romans 9, 10, 11, through there. In Romans 8, all things work together for good to them that love God and those that are the called according to his purpose. Amen. So in Romans 11, 25, it says something. I just wanted to get part of a verse here, because this goes along with what I want to say today, as the Lord would lead. But it says, and they also, this is Romans 11, and it's 23. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For here's what my text is going to be. For God is able to graft them in again. Now, if you wanted to know about grafting, Paul covered some of that, about the olive tree and grafting into it and so on. But the natural limb was broke off, which was Israel. They couldn't see it. God blinded them, and that was for it. But he said, if they abide not in because of unbelief, if they abide not in unbelief, well, I want you to say, God is able to graft them in again. And I want the highlight that word again. Praise the Lord, because he's able to graft them in again. Amen. So we just praise God for that. He's able to graft them in again. And I think the time is here. Glory to God. Praise the Lord for the regrafting in of the natural branch, we would say, to the tree, which the tree of life, you know, it's way it's brought in there. And, of course, some of the wording that Paul worded, we don't word things exactly the way he did, because this is we're in a different day, and language has changed a bit, but it's still God's able to graft him in. I like that part, and I wouldn't say that any different. Glory to God. And that again, meaning that they are going to see the real true Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and know about him again. Amen. God's going to graft them in, there's so many scriptures that we could refer to that would indicate this. But I just want to look at condition as we're living in today. Amen. And how that God's doing things. And everything seems to be, and I know it is, right on schedule. And most of the time our schedules we can schedule these things and by looking at condition, and we can get them a little bit wrong. But when God's schedule, they're right on time. When it looks like it's fixing to happen, then seem like something that caused it to back off. Well, that's the way God's doing it, see. And it's learning me one thing. It has learned me. Amen. Don't time it too close. Amen. Unless you get the direct instruction from the Lord that this is the time, this is how it's starting. Now we see the people in place already. Glory to God. And we could say a lot about that, but I don't want to say too much about it, because each day, the Bible says the mercy of God is new every day. Amen. And we walk by faith, by revelation, and we know that we're at the end time, we could say. When I say at the end time, I'm talking the end time of the present age. The end time of the seventh church age has already expired. Amen. And it's come and gone. Amen. The seventh church age went off in like all the others. They got away from a lot of the real gospel, and not so much that they went back so much, but they failed to move forward. See, as the revelation of the Word of God came. Amen. Amen. We begin to look at the time where we're living in. Now, Brother Brown, he was over in Cairo, Egypt, and the people had already told him, go over there and show the Jews, the gift, where he called many people out and would tell them what's wrong and so on like that, and say, if you'll do that, show them the sign of the Messiah. Show them these things. Said they'll believe. They'll accept it. Said some of them said they're looking for it already. Well, it was in the days when John came, they thought he was the Messiah. Asked him, are you the Messiah? Are you he that should come? He said, no. And he said, I'm just a voice of one crying in the wilderness. I'm just telling about it. That's what he was saying. Amen. But it happened in the days of John, see. Glory to God that the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, he did come. Praise the Lord. But there were some things that God had in his plan, and it's recorded in the Word. Isaiah talks about it, how that he said that he's led as a sheep to the slaughter. He opened not his mouth. Well, that had to be before some of the other things could be. See, In other words, he had to do that. He had to go down and bring those saints up that passed off on before the Lord Jesus Christ was ever born, see, before the Lord Jesus Christ ever came into existence as being the man Christ Jesus, see. He had to die on the cross. But first he had to become like unto us, see. Glory to God in the sense of flesh and bone, flesh and blood. Amen. And he lived that way about 30 years before he was crucified, thereabout. Amen. He was down 3 days and nights preaching to those spirits in prison, showing those that that was to stay why they couldn't come forth. But he showed those that was to come forth why he was bringing them forth, see. Amen. So we just praise God that he did all that. And once he came back, then he was in the glorified state completely. See, completely glorified. Amen. So he's to get take a wife in this last day. It's a great mystery. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5, "I'll show you a great mystery." And talks about the marriage and so on. Amen. And then other places talk about, "Spouse you as a chaste virgin," and we see all these things that had to come to pass. Glory to God. And we see when Israel as a people, they as they went on from there, even the Christian Jews, they were having a lot of trouble with what Paul preached, because he taught that they didn't have to circumcise their children and didn't have to keep the law, and they could eat pretty much what they wanted to. Amen. As long as it was in line, not be too gluttonous and so on like that, but eat and drink and so on. And the Jews, even the Christian Jews, they would not turn loose from the law and listen very much to him, see. Glory to God. So they went their own way. Amen. And most of the Gentile world did. Glory to God. But that is to come back in the end time. Amen. That God didn't cause them to stumble, that they would fall permanently, see. Amen. It says their enemies according to the gospel, but according to predestination, the promise to the Father, they're precious, see. Glory to God, because God's going to bring to pass. And what I'm saying here, God is able to graft them in again. Amen. Graft them into the real tree. Glory to God that they'll really see this thing, the thing that God is doing, the thing that's profitable for them. And they're going to see it, and they're going to rally to it, and there'll be a revival. And it says, if the casting away of them was the riches of the Gentiles, how much more shall shall it be that the regathering of them as they come into the plan of God for them in the end time. Amen. It says God is able, or God will. God will graft them again into the plan of God again, say. Glory to God. They didn't stumble that they could permanently fall, see. Glory to God. But because they did that, it opened the door wide open for the Gentile. Hallelujah. For Gentiles and the Jews. See, that's where the Christian Jews had some problem. But Paul took and he preached the message, and that was a group. Glory to God, that was neither Jew nor Gentile when they become the one that was engaged to become the wife of the Lamb. And they still going to become the wife. All those from Paul's age all the way, he had to bring them up. Glory to God. And then he had to come into a body that was glorified. Hallelujah. That's when they went into the tomb and saw it was empty. Glory to God. And an angel sitting down on the stone said, "You look for Jesus. And they say, he's not here. He's risen." Glory to God. And then Mary went into the garden there. And there's about six Marys there in the New Testament there. So I'm not going to separate all this out. But that was Mary, and Mary Magdalene was the one that really got a good revelation. But she was in the garden there, and she saw him. So she said, "Sir, if you took him somewhere, would you please tell us where he's at?" Because they were going to put spices on the body and et cetera, et cetera. And that's like we do sometimes, we want to dress things up. But let's take it as it is. He don't need no spices on him, because he's not going to rot. He's glorified. Amen. So he turned and he spoke a name, Mary. And then she saw. Then they ran, telling he's risen, he's risen, he's risen. Glory to God. So we see all these things coming into being in this hour, things Israel back in the homeland. I know that, and I've studied on that a good bit, where that many of the old Orthodox Jews, and Orthodox means going strictly according to the law, or best they knowledge, but they added a lot of other things of their own thoughts. Amen. They thought, well, South America maybe. That'd be a good place to make a place for the Lord to come back for Israel. Amen. But no, glory to God. God says bring them back to the homeland. He'd send fishers and fish and different ones, and even had to send the Hitler. Amen. They were so glad to get back home. Amen. There they are today. And God is able, and God will let them see again. Amen. That again, that's what I want to highlight, and you notice here. Let me have some of this water. Amen. We begin to talk about again. See, that means it has been done once before. Israel once saw this, saw the things that God ordained for them in that early age. No, they didn't see this revelation, but they saw the same. They honored and served Christ. I'm talking about the Christian Jews there. Amen. Till Paul began to preach and get a congregation together, and that's related there in the 15th chapter of the book of Acts. Amen. And that Corinth, there were Jews and Gentiles, and the Jewish preachers came up from Judea, and they began to preach, "Except you be circumcised and keep the law, you cannot be saved." And so that began to show the Jews they hadn't really come into it, many of them. And when they did, they began to accept as just what Paul preached, that it weren't necessary. We're not under the law again. All those rituals were crucified with Christ. Amen. And it wasn't necessary to do that. So Paul says God's going to grasp them in again. Amen. And said if the casting away of them, it brought a revival to the Gentiles. And Paul said all Asia heard it. And it was a great revival, a great time of rejoicing. But then when they got the Jewish people, they heard about it, and they wanted to correct them. And two preachers came down to Antioch and began to preach. Except you be circumcised, you cannot be saved unless you be circumcised and keep the law. Well, those are the things that upset Paul quite good. So he went to Jerusalem. Amen. Had a meeting there with the Jewish apostles. Glory to God. And it was said there that, we read that in Galatians chapter 2, we get there where they were in like a convention, a revival or something of that effect. We would call it revival in this day. Amen. They got Paul to explain his what they thought was a theory. Amen. But it was written, it was unwritten word coming direct. And that's what's coming today, unwritten word. Amen. It's spoken word, and the spoken word is the original seed. And that's a quote from Brother Brown, the spoken word is the original seed. Amen. So it didn't have to necessarily, Paul didn't necessarily have to read it from the Bible, remembering here that the New Testament were not in, what not wrote at that time. Fact is, it was a long ways down the road before it was. But when Peter and James and John, which seems to be the three leading apostles, heard Paul preach, amen, they had something to say. Amen. They perceived, they understood this man, actually, he's preaching something different from what we are. He's preaching a liberty that we didn't know exist, and we'll let him go out there and preach to the heathen, the Gentile, but we'll just separate the Jews unto ourselves, more or less. That's what they did to begin with. Amen. They went everywhere preaching the word to none but the Jews. I believe that's the 11th chapter of the book of Acts, long in there. You'll find that. Well, they had got under Paul's preaching. Glory to God. We'll say God was leading them. And Paul was preaching, amen, that there's neither Jew nor Gentile. Amen. Nationality don't mean a thing. Glory to God. So this year, Paul is saying here that God's able to graft these in again. Yes, they've fallen, but have they fallen to their losing out with God? And it says, God forbid, said they're enemies according to what you're preaching, but says, as far as the fathers, the predestination, there's promises that's going to come to pass, and God's going to bring every one of them promises to pass, how that the Israel will receive and rejoice. And he said, what will it be? It will be the glory for the whole world. Amen. When this takes place, and that it'll go all over the world. And now we have means to do with the internet and so on, that can go all over the world, the news stations, and everything can happen. It can happen over there in 2 hours. It can be around the world, see? Amen, with the pictures and everything. So, amen, here we are. He's grafting them again and again. Amen, because I hear the gospel that's pure, undefiled. Amen. And it's a marriage, shows a marriage, wife of the Lamb, glory to God. And it's just going, everything's just going to work out so good. Amen. They see this, they ain't going to worry about Jew or Gentile, glory to God. Amen. Come into the full, God's going to graft them in again. And you talk about a revival, glory to God. And I'm not going to say here exactly how, whether it be similar to the early Jews there, those that were trying to make peace with themselves on the Gentiles accepting, and they joined being in the same congregation, and it was very easy to throw them off. The book of Galatians says about why would you be entangled again in those things? Amen. When there's liberty. Glory to God. Amen. And that's the way a lot of Gentiles are today. They got their old traditions of the past. Glory to God. And they don't see the good things that God's doing. But one of the greater things that God is doing in this hour, amen, is going to wake up Israel and let them know there's a God. Hallelujah. And different nations have stood with Israel to a point. But then they want to go back with the other folks that's against Israel. There's many of them nations around there in the Middle East that is definitely against Israel. And when they kill a Jew or something, then they rejoice and march, and especially a leader or something of that nature, they just rejoice all over the world about it. Well, I'll tell you, here come two prophets on the scene, and they're going to really begin to tell about these things. Amen, that's happened there. They'll prophesy on the streets of Jerusalem, and that is the real Jerusalem that exists today. Amen. They turn the water to blood. They'll smite the earth with curses, as many as they please in that general area. Glory to God. And it'll be God that people know there's something taking place. Glory to God. And about 144,000 of them will really get converted into a sense, and they'll begin to go forth, and they'll preach in that last part of that 70th week of Daniel. Amen. While the world is in chaos all over, they'll begin to say, fear God, give glory to Him. Don't bow down to this system. Amen. It's not of God. Amen. That will be those, many of those that, again, that's grafted in again. Amen. Just think, 144,000 Jewish preachers and giving testimony all over the world. Hallelujah. But first of all, in the land of Israel. Amen. To the Jew first and then to the Gentile. That's the way it was. Amen. But they'll come in there, and it's going to be so great. And as far as the wife, she's rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. And so we're not going to try to tie too much of that in about the wife here, because how exact what point that the rapture take place and so on. But we know that as the rapture takes place, which is already in progress, amen, we know there that there's something left here. And when the condition like that in the world, God will have a strong witness. Amen. He's got 144,000, glory to God, that's going to hear a message, set their hearts on fire, and you can't hold them back, see. Amen. We just praise God. They're sealed out for this purpose, and nothing can touch them until they get their job done. And nothing can stop the two prophets from prophesying. People will hate them. And when they finally, their testimony is ended, all God ordained them to do, they'll stand 144,000. But there'll be a people, when they're put to death, amen, they will rejoice, send each other gifts, like having another Christmas or something, and just rejoice. But then while they watch them, have television on them, and all those things, they will rise up, and they'll be picked up in the glory. Hallelujah. And they'll see them go up. Amen. You talk about shaking this world up. Amen. But they get over it quick and go back to their old ways. Because in that last part, glory to God, we'll find out that that'll be a time of trouble. But there's a word to keep the people, to cause the people to survive. There'll be a people survive to go into the millennial natural people to farm the land and take care of the earth. And God, when He started this out to begin with, He created Adam. Amen. And He created a garden, a beautiful place, glory to God, but not too big, because that was a job for Adam and Eve and the children of God to do. Amen. And He created Eden, but He said, conquer the earth. Amen. And make it like this all over. Hallelujah. But then we see how the old serpent came in, and we know about the story there. I don't want to get in it because I don't want to get this too long here. Amen. But we see all those things taking place. Now our eyes is on Israel. Glory to God. Amen. As the wife of the Lamb has become married to the Lord. Amen. And we're the wife of the Lamb. And our message is the message of glorified flesh and bone, see. Glory to God. And we see everything's coming into focus. Amen. And what did Jesus say do when you see all these things come to pass? He said, look up and rejoice. Your redemption, meaning the complete redemption of the glorified body and the things that God will ordain, has ordained to do at that time, your redemption draweth nigh. And we can see that right now as we see men in place. Amen. men in place to move it in that direction. And if you're awake and you're watching a little news and so on and following the leadership of the Spirit of God, amen, and have knowledge that where we're at, amen, you can see things taking place right now. Glory to God, that's going to bring this thing right to a head. Amen. And here, we're just rejoicing in the Lord. We've looked up and see our redemption. But not only our redemption, we see the redemption of Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says God is able to grab. Don't worry about this, he said. Yes, there are enemies to the gospel because there's coming against them pretty heavy by bringing Gentiles in and saying that you didn't have to circumcise your children and didn't all those things. Glory to God. And we won't go in depth on that because we've got many books written now. Glory to God. We can stop here and just read the books and you'll see that the great things that's taking place. Amen. We have hundreds of those small books, one sermon in each book. But now we're putting 12, 15, 20 sermons in a book and bringing all these things in. Glory to God. And I tell you what, God has done this in spite of everything that might have been done to try to stop it or anything of that nature. Glory to God. Some people say, if I had $1 million or if I had that man's money or so on, I'd do this or that. Well, we always start with zero. Glory to God. And we always come out with everything paid. Glory to God. The book's finished. And we've got another one on the way that will soon, sometimes in the weeks, months ahead, not too many months, but there'll be another, and it brings in so many things that if you have already read the ones that prior to this, it'll just flow like the river of life flowing. Amen. It is. I mean, it'll just flow, and you can and people will come and drink of it and rejoice and eat the fruit. Glory to God. What is the fruit? It's what this is producing. Glory to God. Amen. It satisfies the soul to the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. And many others that just want to get a good blessing from God. And God bless them because of the way it is. And this has happened almost when we're not looking. Amen. And it has come to pass. Of course, there's been people that's been faithful still. There are people as faithful as can be to it, to support it and back it up and work. We have several that have been getting it in book form and all that. Amen. And we even pray for it. I told my printer that he was talking on some time. I said, you'd make a good preacher. And they just kind of kid him. And they all laugh. Yeah, what about that? You make a good preacher? Amen. And so I don't know if he loses temper sometime or another or something caused him to think that was a big statement. But the things he was saying at the time, amen, just fit right into what we're doing. Glory to God. So isn't it wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Glory to God. Isn't he wonderful? Wonderful. Glory to God. He left us a wonderful message. And he left the way to get it out. And what we're doing now, give it like tomorrow or something. Amen. Most of it will be on the site this afternoon. But it can be all over the world. People rejoicing and praising God. Amen. He's going to have his wife and she's going to have the word. Amen. And he's already got the wife, but those wherever they're at in the world will have the word. Glory to God, because this word, he made a way. Now, who did it? God did it. Amen. Someone told me not to say this anymore, but I think I will. Amen. I've got a fourth grade education according to the schools. But I've studied all through. I haven't stopped. Every day I spend some time studying and reading and so on like that. And my education, I'm just now getting educated on the right things, see. Glory to God. Amen. And realizing in the Word of God that thank God for what Paul wrote, but there was a day when it was spoken word, it wasn't even written. Amen. So when he said things, he spoke the word, glory to God, and it had life in it, and it came alive. It did that. Now, later on, it went into print, and that was good. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the people, they rallied to it, and it brought forth a virgin to Christ, see. I believe that's 2 Corinthians 5 and 1. Is that where it's at? Not. Yeah. Yes, it's chapter 11 there. It brings that in there, okay. Amen. Right through there. Anyway, we see his job was clearly there, and he knew, I have espoused you. He said that I might present you to one husband. Amen. Glory to God. But he went as far as God's letting him see. Amen. But now here it picks back up. Glory to God. And that word again, see. Amen. Even in Israel there, the gospel, that's going to be a place of the gospel. And will it be exactly like what we're doing? Amen. The wife, she goes up in the rapture while the earth's tumbling and tossed like a drunk man in the outer space, darkness, and the moon look like blood and all those things. Amen. The wife's not going to suffer through any of that. Glory to God. But he's bringing it. He's getting it ready to take it into the millennium. And when it gets in the millennium and the natural people get the earth cleaned up, and all, God will not suffer it to be distorted and destroyed again. Amen. Because when the devil come forth, amen, remember those two spirits already cast in the lake of fire, the Antichrist and the beastly spirit and all. So he's going to have another way of doing it. But he'll go out among the nation and try to get them away from God, and God allows it for us, everybody to be tested, not us, but the people that's living. And he'll get them together to take them up on the camp with you in Jerusalem there where the Lord Jesus Christ and the wife's at. Amen. Let's go up and destroy the saints. Amen. We'll take over. We'll show them how. You talk about a millennia, we'll show them about the millennia. Amen. Well, that will, at the time when they begin their journey, God will let fire come down. Amen. We'll send the disciples. We'll say there's only a greasy spot where the devil stood. Amen. The devil, of course, will have some high-falutin leader that can talk and get people to do things and obey him. Amen. We see some of those shadows of those things in this time we're living in right now. Amen. Because we're at the time. Amen. But God is able to bring them back, to regraft them again. Again. See, that word again. So it's again to take place in Israel. It has already put us back all the way and give us a new gospel. It brought us through the church age and all that. But now he's giving us the message for the wife. Amen. That it's of the wife, to the wife, and through the wife. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. There's a witness going forth. Amen. That he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he just does things and he blesses. And so we just praise God for it and we rejoice in it. And these things that is predestinated to take place, ordained to take place, they are going to do it. Amen. And we talk about Israel, how they didn't, even the apostles, the 12 apostles. See, they didn't have this message to engage a virgin. Amen. That was Paul. That was a different group. So Paul went and listened at them preach. And when they got through preaching, they finally asked Paul to come and preach. Amen. When he got through, they perceived that he was of God. He was a man of God, and what he was doing was of God. But then they separated him again, said, our judgment is you go to the heathens out there, and we'll go to the Jewish people. You go to the uncircumcised, and we'll go to the circumcision. And, of course, that's in second chapter of Galatians. Amen. You see all that? But look here. Here it come back again. And this time, amen. Glory to God. The real gospel come back to them. Amen. And we can't perceive and don't want to predict all that will take place at this time. But we do know that the glory of God will fill Israel. Hallelujah. It'll be the greatest thing. It'll get people so inspired. They'll even build a temple back again. Amen. It'll only take a while to build a temple. It's not all that big a building. And if they do it this time, it'll be done with iron, it said. And I'm a iron worker, carpenter, and sawmiller, and all these things I've done, but building metal buildings. And 3 days, you can put a big building up. Amen. Once you get the foundation poured and everything, and just set the steel up, get a group of men that knows what they're doing, and go up quick. Amen. That temple be revealed. And so again, we use that word again. And then it'll bring so much attention, the world's attention to it, that the Antichrist, the man that's serving that the Antichrist, amen, the great whore, the Bible says. So I'm still in the scripture when I say that. Amen. He'll come and sit in that temple and declare that he's God. You get some of these things, Daniel 12 and so on, and the book of Revelation. And we're not going to go ahead and get in all this year. But this is what I did. Again, amen. And here again, glory to God, what Paul started back there, it has run its course, and it ended in a marriage for the wife. And now here's a living word and message going forth. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's beautiful. It's good. Hallelujah. So we praise God for it. And those are the things that we're looking at right now. So just stay on your toes. Look up and rejoice. And above all things, amen, keep that joy of the Lord in your heart. And this message will do that. Glory to God, we don't have to tell you to do this or do that so much. Amen, because it's Him, glory to God, that has married a wife. Glory to God, and that is Christ the wife. Hallelujah, that's in the land today, that's rejoicing, that's doing exactly what God's ordained. And then, again, the same God that cut the branch off the olive tree will graft it in, and again, Israel will worship God and serve God, and it'll be a religious center. Amen. I'm talking about real religion, not just some church system. Glory to God. The power of God will be made available as two prophets stand there and rebuke all the things that they're doing and all the religious system that's trying to take them away from the thing that God ordained. Amen. So here we are today rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. So let's just bow our head in the word of prayer this time. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and we thank you for service today. And God, we thank you for that word again. Again, God's going to graft them in. And Lord, we don't know exactly all the details of it, but we know all that you would have us to know at this time today. And we just praise you for it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, Bobby, you have another song to sing, or that same one? Amen. That was really a good song, and it had a lot of good things in it. Amen. It's something that I believe will help push the gospel even further, as God has ordained. I'm talking about the gospel, the wife of the Lamb. Hey. Amen. All right, just that's fine. Amen.
You know, we went to bed late last night, and, you know, I was just laying there, and it just came to my mind about what the Lord had given me back in, I guess it was 2018, when I woke up. I don't know, it was probably about 3 or 4 in the morning, and he had come to me in a dream and said, "Don't sail across the waters, don't sail across the seas. When it's time, I will tell thee." And at that time, we were looking to go to Israel. And I was all excited about it and everything. And anyway, I had that. And at that time, we didn't go. But last night, I was just laying there in bed, and I couldn't go to sleep. And all of a sudden, I started thinking on that. Because, you know, kind of over the years, I was like, you know, was that my imagination that I had that? Or subconsciously, you know, did I think that? But no, I thought last night, you know, I woke up wide awake when I had that. And that really did happen to me. And that was really said to me. And it's just strange that I've thought about that out of the blue last night. It just come to me about that a person just doesn't wake up early in the morning hours like that, sit straight up. Actually, I jumped up out of bed and have that, you know, that saying like that, "Don't sail across the waters, don't sail across the seas. When it's time, I will tell thee." And so that's what I came to my mind last night, and it's just strange how Ben preached on this message about Israel, you know, about the Jews. It's just very, very strange, and I take that as coming from the Lord, and, you know, the Lord speaking to us, and he's blessed us, Christ the wife of the Lamb. He's blessed us so much by letting us see all these things, and our revelation is of the glorified flesh and bones, and that is just so wonderful, the glorifying revelations that we have, and I can't thank him enough for it. And I just praise him, and I just love you, Lord, with everything I got in me. And I'm thankful for Leah and for Ben and for Carmel and for all the others. I'm thankful for yous, and just being with you over the years and everything. And you've been real good to me and Billy. And I just want you to know I appreciate you. Praying for the sick was the main event, and it was emphasized by all. But the sun went down on that, for the glory of God had moved on. But here came the greater glory, for the sun rose in the morning and brought the word of glorified flesh and bones. Now it's sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord, for this is the wife's day. Oh, sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord. In glorified flesh and bones we were made. The old way was good, and we thank God as we should, For the light of the word that did shine. But the sun went down on that which was shown, as the glory of God had moved on. For the sun rose in the morning on this word of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, as sunshine in the morning and all through the day, give praise to the Lord, for this is the wife's day. Sunshine in the morning and all through the day, give praise to the Lord. In glorified flesh and bones we were made. Oh, give praise to the Lord. In glorified flesh and bones we were made. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Amen. Praise you, my Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Bob, for that song and that testimony. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just thank God. Amen. Barbara just said she had that on 11-11. Amen. 2018. And that's, I believe that's Brother Brown brought that in on one tape, and I hadn't checked it out, but 11th month, 11th day, and so on like that. Amen. Something happened, but we just praise God for all these good things, and it's so great. It's so great. You never get through talking about it. If you just didn't stop somewhere along the line, I mean, and we don't around here much. Glory to God. We just glorify God and praise God and recognize God. And we're recognizing the feminine part of God, because that's what Christ came in Revelation 10 and in the greater representation of it. Praise the Lord. Because the masculine part has been thoroughly recognized and emphasized through the church ages, but amen, the church age is over now. We're here at the end time, and it's the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. The full faith is to talk about the fullness of the faith of Christ. Amen. And that's the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And we praise God for it. It's not just Jesus as a man, amen, but it's the Christ part, glory to God, that was masculine and feminine, just like Adam and Eve. Now, I've told about it before, so I won't go in that again, but we praise God for these things. Amen. Glory to God. All right. We just thank God for these things. So we'll just be dismissed here, and we'll continue on with the other parts that we have to do here. Amen. Lord, we just praise you, and we thank you for service today, and just pray that you'll just move with your spirit upon us, and may this day be just, may this rejoice and just continue. Amen. And may the joy of the Lord flower forth, and we just praise you and thank you in Jesus' name for all these things. Amen. Amen. Amen.